Hello there, Audio Boom. Caitlin here again with another boom from outside of Starbucks, which I don't know if that was my very last one, was the one that was outside of Starbucks or not, from before. And this time you're not going to hear any weird straw slurping noises. You're going to hear sipping noises because I got a hot drink today because it's a little nipply outside. Luckily, I'm wearing a thick sweater, so it's not too nipply, if you know what I mean. But, what was I gonna say? I was gonna catch you guys up on, like, all kinds of stuff. Let's see. God, where to start? I finally got over that cold, although, because the weather got really nice, really beautiful for a while, almost like total spring into summer. I mean, I was ripping off the duct tape and the plastic over my air conditioner outside and, like, plugging it in and, you know, air conditioning the house. And I know that was the day of WrestleMania because I was watching that and hanging out some more with cleaning lady slash local bestie. And then, oh my goodness, so much happening. And so little time. Sunday is the spring choir concert. Saturday afternoon and evening we have a double rehearsal. But I'm confident and I have a lot of it nailed down. Because as hard as this stuff was, you know, the last time I complained about it, it got a little easier the couple rehearsals that I was there. I know I missed one because I had just started taking the high blood pressure meds and having a normal blood pressure made my body, like, totally shut down and just, bleh, I needed a rest. And speaking of medical stuff, I got an appointment with the dietitian a little later today. She's gonna love the fact that I am having a tiramisu latte and a chocolate croissant. Oh well, I was hungry, and I was thirsty, and it was Starbucks. what else? Doing laundry. Hopefully I can get that finished in a reasonable fashion so that I can get the fuck over to the doctor's office. What else? Oh, yes. The biggest what else of them all. Well. I know you've heard before. Sorry about that. I got a Facebook message coming in. What? Where, what, who, what, why? Oh, yeah. you know, the biggest, you know, news of all. And I know I've been so, like, off and on. You know, 1 year I'm talking to Jason, 1 year I'm not. 1 year I'm giving him one more chance. Or a couple of months I am, a couple of months I'm not. I know I've had, like, an extensively long history with Jason, but there was just too much deception going on and, you know, just too much to deal with that were old habits that had, you know, that I thought that had changed, but he did a damn good job of covering up, this time. Let's just say cheating, lying, points of view about ugliness versus beauty, all that bullshit that, it was just continuing to stay the same, so I had to let him go once and for all, and, you know, it just proves that this is going to be permanent. You know, I'm the one that caved the last time and said, oh, I'm going to give him one more chance. But then again, I was giving a couple other insane people some chances as well. But now I've really learned my lesson. Not to say that I'm the sanest person in the world. You know I'm not. Oh my goodness. Yes, I will get to that. Alec, I know you'll be listening to this audio boom, so you're giving me messages as I'm recording it, and I will get to those messages when I possibly can. That's the other thing, yeah. I may have, you know, taken out the trash and gotten rid of Jason, but I let my wonderful, sweet, lovable friends, Alec and Evie, back in my life. We resolved all our arguments, we resolved all of our differences, and we're, like, as cool as if we never left. I mean, it was a nice breath of fresh air after all this whole Jason crap. Easter, well, I don't really celebrate, you know, religious stuff, so I didn't go to, like, church or anything, but I ran into a very, very old friend of mine that I hadn't really hung out at her family's house since high school, and I, you know, the last time I saw her was just briefly in passing 10 years ago at a street fair, and, all of a sudden she found me on Facebook, and I added her and some of her family, and, for those who can partially see or fully see, there are a couple of photos up on Facebook of the Easter festivities that we had at her house. She's got, like, cousins and nieces and nephews, you know, coming out her ass, and there were a whole bunch of little kids there enjoying, they had, like, a Easter egg hunt, and they were running around being noisy and doing what kids do, and, oh, we had ham and cheesy potatoes, and, oh, my God, it was just, you know, and, lemon cake that went, like, strawberries on top, and, oh, my God, it was just, oh. Funny how some of my posts always seem to revolve around food, but what can I say? I love food! Yeah, it's like, I'm not just a cookie monster, I'm a food monster, but yeah, cookie! Nom 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 nom! My favorite all-time Sesame Street character. Oh my goodness! Now I'm getting more messages out the gazoot, so, I'm gonna tend to those, check on my laundry, and get to getting. I know I seem a tad bit rushed, if you will, but that's because, I got a little lost, trying to find a Route 4 bus stop, coming back from the bank, and, Route 4 took a little while to get there, and it happened to be the time of day that they passed by the hospital and make extra stops. So, yeah, not as much time as I thought I had, but I'm sure I'll get everything done in a timely fashion, after things get, straightened out enough. I bid you Audio Boom listeners and Facebook and Twitter listeners who have my Audio Boom, links, you see them in the newsfeed, and the tweet, whatever, the tweet feed or the, I don't know what they, timeline. Okay, I definitely need to, I definitely need to finish my coffee because I still can't think straight. But I will catch you all the next time I record a boo.